Unit 17. My teacher. Lesson 65. 1. Reading comprehension. Read the text fast to find answers to these questions. 1. What was the writer's problem? 2. What did the writer learn during this period? My teacher. 1. Before Annie Sullivan came to our house, one or two people had told my mother that I was simple-minded. I can understand why. Here was a 7-year-old girl who at the age of 19 months had become deaf and blind. And because I was deaf, I could not learn to speak. Struggling in a world of silence and darkness, I must have appeared to them to be simple. But this was before Annie Sullivan came to stay. She was a lively young woman with patience and imagination. A born teacher, she thought she could turn a deaf-blind person into a useful human being. What a difficult case I must have been to this young teacher. I remember the many times she tried to spell words into my small hand. But neither words nor letters meant anything to me. I thought her finger movements were some kind of game. But at last, on April the 5th, 1887, she reached my understanding. About a month after her arrival, she taught me the word water. It happened at the well, where I was holding a jar while Annie pumped. As the water flowed onto my hand, she kept spelling W-A-T-E-R into my other hand with her fingers. Suddenly, I stood. It was the first joy I had known for years. I reached out to Annie's hand. She understood I was begging for new words, for the names of the things I touched. The words, so full of meaning, flew from her hand to mine. Those first words were to change my world. One of the first things Annie did was to teach me how to play. I had not laughed since I became deaf. One day she came into my room laughing happily. Putting my hand on her face, she spelled L-A-U-G-H. Then she touched me lightly on my arm and made me burst into laughter. Next, Annie took me by the hand and taught me how to jump. She then immediately spelled the word J-U-M-P for me. In a few days, I was learning and enjoying it, like any child. Through my hands and fingers, I heard the sounds that one hears on a farm. The noises made by cows, horses, chickens, and pigs. She also brought me into touch with everything that could be felt: soil, wood, silk. As I look back upon those years, I am struck Annie's wisdom. Perhaps she understood me, because she herself had always had very weak eyes. Lesson 66. 1. Reading comprehension. Read the text fast to find answers to these questions. 1. Where did the writer's teacher, Annie, grow up? 2. What did Annie help the writer to do? My teacher. 2. Annie was born in a poor family on April 4, 1866. Her mother died when she was 8 years old. 2 years later, her father disappeared, never to be heard from again. Annie and her brother were sent to a children's home. There, the boy... 4 years later, she went home and entered an institution for the blind, where she learned Braille. This is a kind of printing that blind people can read by touching groups of raised points that are printed on paper. Later, an operation helped her to get back part of her sight, but she remained at the institution for 6 years more. There she studied the teaching of deaf, blind children. One day, a letter from my father's school, asking for a teacher for me. Annie considered this was just the kind of demanding job she wanted. That is how Annie came to be with us. Annie was among the first to realize that blind people never know their hidden strength until they are treated like normal human beings. She never pitied me. She never praised me, unless what I did was as good as that of the best of a normal person. And she encouraged me when I made up my mind to go to college. During my years in school, Annie sat beside me in every class. She spelled out for me the things that the teachers taught. And, because most books were not printed in Braille, she herself read them to me by spelling into my hand what was written in the books. It took great imagination as well as patience for Annie to teach me to speak. Putting both my hands on her face when she spoke, she let me feel all the movements of her lips and throat. Together we repeated and repeated words and sentences. My speech was ill-formed and not pleasant to hear, but I was delighted to be able to say words that my family and a few friends could understand. To Annie, I owe thanks for this priceless gift of speech. It has helped me to serve others. My teacher's gifted instruction lived on after her death. She had believed in me. I must always keep on trying to do my best. No matter what happens, she often said, keep on beginning. Each time you fail, start all over again. You will grow stronger each time until you can do and finish what you started out to do. Who could count the times Annie tried, failed, and then succeeded? What a great teacher! What a great person!